is on the bottom of it.
Thank you.
For all you picture takers, go by that wall over there, you get the moon in the side. I don't do heights either. There ain't no way.
Well, I don't like heights, but when you do get up there, it's pretty, it's pretty obvious you can't really fall off it. That's where I get freaky. Like if I get up to heights and it's like something where it's like if I could fall off or if there's big wide slats, but it's pretty cool.
I mean, I definitely want to get my lasers up in there. Like I want to like actually get some good photo and video of that. From the bottom, I'm sure I can get them lasers to go up pretty far.
Yeah, that's the other. Have you walked in yet?
No.
To at least see what it looks like? It's pretty cool looking up through the...
I'll probably get dizzy, but I'll check it out. I'm just going to get a few photos from down here. Not sure how far I can...
Pretty
cool. Yeah. It's gonna be interesting with the lasers up there. Cause I made sure I had tripod so it wasn't like just a hand motion. I could set them down, shoot them straight up, take a shit ton of pictures. Get the full spectrum going. I'm getting here too, so. This will be good. Started.
Thank you.
Somebody's floating around back there with a flashlight.
It's probably something to read.
No, probably after about 3 weeks on this job, their calves are probably full cows.
Yeah. What up, Douglas? I hope this isn't the way it's going to be.
It's kind of been on the road for like...
We decided to need to install a zip line to get back home.
Perception problems. So I was down at the bottom of the steps. It's not a big flight, but I was down at the bottom and he was at the top and he's got to where he won't come down unless you go up a couple of steps with him. And he was stuck on the second step. And he ended up taking a step and he tried to overshoot a little bit and he tumbled a little bit and got his balance and then I kind of put my foot up on like the third step.
And then he looked at him and said, "Dad, why'd you push me?"
Bottom of steps, that couldn't have happened to him. In fairness, she's the only person that's dropped him while trying to carry him.
Oh, that's true. Oh. I have done that. A couple times. What? I almost landed only one time and I went,
"Oh, no.
Please land somewhere good."
It's beautiful at the top, like there's a nice breeze.
Yeah, there
it is. But it was scary. Yeah. I was like, very high.
Oh, that would be so yeah. I'm not pretty much. I can't even believe that would make me.
Imagine that's your job. What's wrong with it? You gotta lock that door. You gotta get up there.
Okay. Ever made it up
it would have been early on.
I'll get all the way up.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I am gonna head in.
Do what?
Nick, why don't you get in there? Feel free to introduce yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So, I know for sure I want to get some lasers going in here.
Okay.
So is this the...
If you try lifting that, that's how heavy it used to be. You have to carry that all the way to the top.
Yeah, no thanks. Somebody else can do that. It doesn't feel like much initially, but I mean, imagine what, 270 steps.
Yeah,
that's a nope for
just
me.
Just think, a woman was a lighthouse keeper, and she had
There was one a female here. I'm afraid of that lady. She probably had broad shoulders for sure.
Jeez, take any of us out.
Yeah.
So,
sorry guys, I just ran back up the stairs because I just had a reading of over 65 EMF in the hallway. And it just kind of came out of nowhere and then went back down to zero. So, what this device does, I'm sorry, I can't see everybody. This is a millimeter, so if you're unfamiliar with this, you guys have probably seen these on TV. So this one is going to measure EMF on top of any motion that gets close to the antenna. So my hand just got close to it, it's going to make it go off. If something gets closer, it's going to get, obviously, to a different color. So a lot of times what I like to do with these, especially when we have children, correct? So there's three girls that I'm working with here. So these are colorful, obviously almost like a toy. So I'll ask for a specific color. So obviously the higher the reading, the more red it's going to get. So I like to play right around that blue purplish range, if you guys can see that. So we're getting a steady reading of like 14 as far as the EMF goes. So what do we look at? Eliza and Mary, is that the correct names? You guys know the stories probably better than I do at this place. So I'm going to go directly with Eliza. Eliza, I'm not sure how old you are, but I have this colorful box here. And it'll make different noises and light up different colors, just like the one that Diane was talking about up here. I put one on the floor that's got a glowing red light right next to it. So if you get close to it, you can make those lights go off. I want to see what your favorite color is. I'm going to guess that it's purple. So even though I'm watching the EMF as well, they do work independently. So I can have a reading on one and not the other. And the EMF reading is going all over the place right now. So Eliza, I would really like to see what your favorite color is. That would be fantastic. Or if that was you in the hallway, you can just make it go to any color. The EMF is ranging anywhere between 3 to 15 at this point. It keeps jumping all over. So I'm at 12.8, 8.9. Like, there's nothing steady about this at all. Eliza, I want to see what your favorite color is. You can make this pretty box go to any color you want to. Eliza, you can also make it light up if we have too many people in here. I know this is very scary for you. A lot of people want to talk to you. So if there's too many people, just let us know. And you can do that by getting close to the little metal stick right outside the box, just like what I just did. Maybe it's not Eliza here. Maybe it's Mary. The most patient occupation. Screen for us. So once I turn this box on, you can put words right in the middle of the screen and we'll see them. What I'm going to do with this guy is I'm going to actually actually widen the range so that way she doesn't have to get as close. So right now there's two boxes on the floor. I know you can reach those. In this app that I'm using on this cell phone that you guys are looking at, like, I'll be honest, most of it is meant to be a game. So I will let this whole thing run through our entire time here and then look at the entire list and see which words actually match up to the stories of, you know, obviously where we are. So it's meant to be a game. It's literally trying to pick out the clues of what matches up with the other things that are going on around us. So that's why I try to record everything so I can match up timestamps. So... obviously, I cannot see the reading on here. Eliza or Mary, you can go near the blue box and put any kind of word on there that you want. Something you want to tell us about you, maybe your name, maybe your favorite color, how old you were. With all these boxes and toys for you to play with. We're just trying to talk to you. I know it's scary with all these people here talking and they're trying to get in touch with you all the time. So, for example, it just gave us the word assault. I'm obviously not going to claim that that came from a little girl. So, again, that's part of the BS of this, of the words that come up through this thing. It's just the possibility of when I'm going through that list, it's about 5 to 20% of the words will actually make any sense. So, Mary or Eliza, why don't you tell us what this place is? Use the box, the blue box with the blue light. You can give us words on there, or you can use the lights on the other box with the red light over here by telling us what your favorite color is. There's a lot of questions you can answer for us right now. So who knows the story of the girls I'm talking about? So what else could we ask that we can actually get some info? Something that's a non-yes or no question. Like, we want detail. I like to come into investigations like this blind. I get just enough information where I know, like, there's little girls, or there was a lightkeeper. You know, like, that's all I want to know. I don't want to know anything else. Only because when I go through all of this data, I don't want to be biased to, oh, I knew that, you know, Mary and Eliza wore this color dress, or so forth and so on. And we're not getting much of an EMF in here anymore. Like, it's down to pretty much nil. It was all over the map, and now it's pretty much gone. In fact, that no words are coming up at all. So I'm actually probably going to move over into the center so I can start getting the lasers going up into the lighthouse itself. Does somebody want to hang out here with this millimeter? I'm happy to lend it out. You just got to make sure I get it back. No?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, cool. All right, so in the event it's from your motion, like, see how I jostle it and it moves around? There's a button over here on the right. On the very bottom, there's four buttons. That's the bottom one. Okay. So the best thing to do when I have it on the wide range rate, like the way it is to set it down somewhere. So that way you know it's not your motion. All right, so. Got the SLS going.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
and I've got chills. Come on, girls. Right on my finger.
So, just as you can't see what it is, it's what it's on this call. So, obviously, I can't see them. So, there's a lot of movement in there. So, I can kind of just talk to them.
Let's get it all out, I guess. upgraded this one. It's a clear.
Yeah.
Probably around the same time, so I pulled this one.
So I'm not trying to make shapes out of what's already there.
Do you remember me from being here a long time ago? A couple of years ago? I heard you laugh.
All the way to red? You're about halfway there. spider web feeling on my hand. That's really creepy.
Too many people. Yeah. One room. Scaring her off.
Yeah, I don't have a clue.
Ooh, much cooler out here.
Yeah.
Damn. What you want to know?
He's got a picture he took. He might show you.
In here?
Yeah. It might not be nothing, but it could be something. I guess that's where they all are, right?
Yeah.
So I was just snapping. Obviously, you can see in the same general location.
Uh-huh.
And then here... Again, that's with the flash from my camera. I see this. And I took a picture right after that in the same spot. Nothing's there. So I'm not sure what that is.
Go ahead and make it as big as you can for me.
Camera flare, hand in the way. I don't know what that is.
No, you have color there for sure. So it's an overlap. You actually have almost, there's two different layers there. You have a green layer underneath and almost a pinkish layer going over top. Do you see it now?
Yes.
So it's almost like you have two. They're intermixing.
The images are intermixing?
No, you have two orbs intermixing.
Oh, yeah, I can see the orange and the green, yeah.
Right, you have the green is underneath.
All right, guys.
So, I'd like to analyze that a little bit more.
Across the street. Or pat.
So, yeah, I mean, I'll get you my contact info before we break apart. We'll take a look at it further.
Yeah, I just kind of throw that spot off. Like, just take a picture.
Yeah, you definitely have something overlapping.
I didn't even notice the color change until you pointed out. That's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. Much gooder. I would love to see the basement. Who has the millimeter that I lent out? I don't know where she went off to.
I love that. Thank you.
It's
should have pulled out the full spectrum so I could see.
Yeah, I was going to say, I just watched, like, no,
who's got a light? I just want to see what I got going on back here. Oh, yes. I remember this room. Yeah, I remember seeing this on... There's some...
One of the shows?
Yeah. There's some... FS YouTuber. I don't know, but it was there before. This was the room. Revolutionary guy in the corner. So,
like, all right.
There's something with the chairs that causes some kind of.
Someone works really hard on that. I don't know why.
There's just things moving around. It could possibly be dust from us moving, but
it's just happening all over here now.
Like I was focused on that corner for a minute.
Just like that.
I guess.
Got it. Did you start it?
On the other side of the scuba person, and all that's there, the wall.
Diane was making me feel like I was in an interrogation or something for a second.
Did you do it?
There's nothing there, so it's not like you can see through all that angle.
I didn't know I had to bring my sunglasses.
They're dancing for it.
She's in the sound too. She didn't
even hear it.
So I'm hearing a lot of voices in here. Do you want to ask some questions?
Anyone can ask questions. No, just me.
Is Pete down here?
What she's doing for anyone that isn't familiar, she's using a spirit box. She's got her headphones in.
I don't know.
They go into her ears.
Yeah.
Noise canceling headphones over the top of that, so she can't hear what's being said. And anybody
unfortunately,
every time she says something, it's going off. Yeah, we're also getting a spike in EMF over 30, which is higher than your K2 meter that only goes to 25.
Nice.
So, just so you guys know, I'm backing away. That's a 27.
Yes.
Pete, you're here.
Thank you for joining us.
Hi, Pete. Long time no see.
Because we wanted to know who was here.
Pete, you mad I got close to the other chair?
And she stated that she was hearing multiple voices, not just the one. We had some really interesting interactions at the what jail was it? With all different voices coming through. Are there more than one spirit here? We'd love to have you communicate with us.
You?
Can you offer us a name, please? We come here in respect. I know that we're all kind of laughing and having fun, because this is a neat experience for everyone to come together and have. But we don't mean any disrespect by it. Some of us have been here before. Do you recognize any of us?
Wait.
For what? What do you want us to wait for? Can you give us any names? Probably changing the speed. Feel free to jump in and ask any questions, guys. Whatever pops into your head. Is anyone still with us? Nick, are you still getting any weird readings in the corner?
No.
Okay.
EMF has dropped all the way down to zero. Obviously, the millimeter the REM hasn't gone off either. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go very specific. Do we think we're talking to Pete, correct?
Yes.
So, Pete, I would like to be very honest and just ask, what year did you die in? We want some details. We want to learn more about you. We have several different types.
How? What?
We want to know how you died and when you died. We know lots
Maybe.
Of...
Maybe.
It's like having a full conversation. I'm loving it.
She's out.
Who's
out?
Out? Who's out, Pete? Tell us.
Yep. Oh. Hello.
Oh. Hi.
Hi.
Is this someone new? Nick, that's not the camera that can identify the temperatures on somebody, right?
No.
Okay.
I have that handy.
Well, my right hand got really cold.
How, sir?
What was that?
What was that?
Maybe. She can't hear us.
No, I know. No,
can
I
you
asking,
say that again?
I was asking if I didn't hear cop what she said.
She says, Hauser.
Hauser? Doogie?
Right.
She and I do that all the time when we're investigating. I'll either start talking to her, and she's got the headphones on, or she starts talking to me when I cut. I'll use the headphones to try to do Estes with the dowsing rods while she asks questions.
Raise your hand. Who needs their temperature?
It was on this hand, too. It's cold.
It is.
Along my wrist. On my hand.
Whatever's there is still on your hand, because the colder spot keeps going to your wrist area.
Mm-hmm. That's where I feel it.
So we're looking at about a 5 to 7 degree difference, which is definitely a drop.
Yeah, whoever's here is really, with their energy that they're doing with the spider web thing.
Yeah.
Because it just happened on the back of my arm, too.
Yeah, it's the spider web effect.
Cornell?
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 Is that a name or where you went to school?
That's where Andy went to school.
Yeah, Andy Bernard.
What's up?
Did she say what's up?
Mm-hmm. Oh, she speaks our language. Oh, what's up, yo?
It's a modern day spirit.
We caught it. I'm just going to point it out. It is really bad.
Really?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
There. She was tripping out. This is like one that he did.
Fought. You know,
she's
fought. She
says it like she hears it.
Yeah.
Help us set the temperature drop.
I. She has
why.
You
know,
I.
Going on.
Which meter?
The one in the chair.
So those two meters work independently. So there's two different types of electromagnetic fields. So that way the one that is being created around the antenna is not being measured on the screen.
Mm. So I keep seeing it go like up to 8.9 and back down.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
and that's common. I mean, anything above 2.5 is good.
Interesting, huh?
So
yeah, we were trying to get more specific answers though. Did you keep hearing the other voices? Or?
Yeah, the problem is there was a lot of stuff that was coming through. There was very few female. There was just I think twice I heard female voices. It's mostly a couple of males that I was hearing.
It's all the same male voices.
Mostly.
We thought we were talking to Pete, but you'll hear it when you play back the audio.
Does anybody else want to try this? Relating. See what it's like for you guys.
I'll give it a go.
And I can turn it so that everybody can hear the spirit.
Oh, if it feels like it's wrong, then you need to switch them.
Yeah.
There's like their ear specific.
But it's really hard to hear it without speakers.
Is everybody familiar with what a spirit box sounds like? Because it's flushing through the channel.
Talking to more than just Pete? Is there someone else here who needs help?
Rick?
Who's Rick? Was Rick a keeper?
Rick?
Can you tell us what Rick's last name was? Is there anybody else here besides you and Rick? We've got
Rick.
Okay. Does Rick want to talk to us? You can talk to us, Rick. Pete, let him talk
Black.
To us. Black. Was that a skin color or is it something that you were wearing?
Chicken.
Do you like to eat that? Are you calling someone a chicken? Does Rick not want to come forward? You don't have to be afraid of us.
tree.
That's true, they did have all kinds.
It's too much.
It is a lot of stuff coming through, but you know what? It was right on with.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Anybody else want
to
try?
I would love to be on that end.
Somebody
just because I listen to
really,
these every day.
Really, like, hyper. I'm starting to say multiple sentences.
And I need another volunteer for Full Spectrum.
Girl, come on.
Come on.
I can't. Like somebody really trying to get something out.
Yeah.
Is that because of the phone?
I don't know if it's this.
Or spirit box?
It can't be this because it's.
I thought maybe one of the readings before was from that one, but.
Clearly, no.
It, yeah, it's not that.
Alright, so you put those in your first.
Next time.
Now we have a guy here that you can talk to, if you'd rather talk to. This is Nick.
Shut up.
Oh, no. Wow.
Rude.
I know.
Call me.
I know Pete sometimes.
Stick. Stop him.
Do you not want Nick using that?
Beat him.
Oh,
we're not going to beat him. Now, did you beat somebody? Was there something going on between you and Rick? Beating Rick? Not getting along. How long have you been here?
Catch up.
Okay, we'll try to catch up with you. Will you tell us how long you've been
here? Rick.
Who is Rick?
People take.
Did somebody take something from Rick?
We heard him.
Is it all right for us to stay down here, or would you like us to go
hug
upstairs?
That sounds good.
If you want to give someone a hug, you can, but you have to be very nice about it and gentle. Anybody?
Freedom!
Is that something that you would like, is freedom? You've been here a really long time, I think, even though you won't tell us how long you've been here.
Different!
You want to go someplace different? We'd love for you to light up our stuff over here, too, if you want to.
Are we speaking to a different person now?
Did we upset you and you don't want to talk to us anymore?
Sideways.
Did something go sideways?
What did you overhear?
Ryan.
What did Ryan say?
One.
Do you like what they've done down here with the displays? They changed a lot of things. I know there used to be a table and chairs down here that you like to sit at. It's not here anymore.
Box.
Did they take a box away that you used to have down here? What do you think of the cannons and stuff down here?
Bye. little.
There might be some cannonballs in there. I know there's sometimes a kid who walks through here and leaves muddy footprints upstairs. Do we have any children with us?
Rip.
Rip.
Rip, can you tell us how old you are? Can you tell us why you're here? You don't have to be afraid to talk to us.
Senses. Really?
Would you like us to go upstairs?
West. Talk.
You have to tell us either up.
Sign.
We don't know which way is west. We know that you were.
Mine.
You were doing something with this device right here. I think that's a millimeter, right?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Can you get that to go again? Maybe you could sit down next to Nick here. Do you like Nick? We know you like talking to. This was Kathy that you were talking to before.
Nut. People.
There are a lot of us here. Most people are nuts, right?
Leash.
That's some 50 Shades of Grey stuff.
Hold on.
I think we're going to have to go upstairs if you don't get any of our little machines here to do anything. Turn on our flashlights or make our EMF go. Can you make something?
People.
Go? Yeah, all these
shot.
Mm. Oh. Who was shot? Was Rick shot?
I'm waiting for him to say Rick.
Me too.
It's gone.
Is Rick gone? Are you still with us, Rick?
Feels.
What would you like us to do?
Out the way.
You want us to get out of the way?
Okay.
Are we in your way here?
Seven.
Is that how many of you are here with us? Can you give us more than just two names?
Green.
Seven, the age of the little boy that comes through?
Self.
Oh, that could be too.
Are you seven?
Last year we spoke to a Charles here. Quite
one.
A
oh, that's right. I forgot that.
Is Charles still here?
First one.
Was Charles the first one we talked to?
If Charles was here, we got to see a picture of you and your little boy sailor.
Yeah, you were very cute. You looked like you were about 3 years old in a sailor suit.
Was Charles the first keeper?
I think he was a son of a keeper.
Hmm. First son?
Count to three.
Count to three.
One,
two,
three.
Smart.
We are smart.
the body.
I think you're making fun of us.
Perfect.
Now he's talking about me.
Nothing else.
You don't want us to do anything else? That's it?
That's it?
We really want to talk
because
why?
Even.
Were you getting even with someone? I know it's really hard to communicate with us this way because you can only do these little sentences or one word. We're trying to
fingers.
Understand. What about fingers? You like to poke people with those?
Right as he said that, I was getting
cut. Were you really?
I was.
If you want to touch Kelly, you're more than welcome to touch Kelly. This is Kelly right here. Do you want to touch her hand?
That was pretty synchronistic.
Here. Before.
Yes, we were here before.
20.
Okay.
3 deep. Absolutely. What we do.
Touch Nick. He's
talk.
The one that is holding the equipment there and speaking
important.
For you. Can you touch him on the back of the neck? Can you just touch him with your finger on the back of his neck, Pete?
It
really
says.
Because he won't know that we're telling you to do that.
What's up?
Stuff.
Her hair has stuff in it. That is right. Lots of gel. You can touch her hair too.
I'm here now. I did.
Can you turn on the flashlight over here for us?
Who has?
We've had lots of people do it. Especially kids. If little kids can do it, I would think an adult could do it pretty easy.
I would expect so.
You just gotta walk over to a touch, I promise I won't hurt you.
On them. Go on all night, guys. I'm sorry. How did it go?
Really good. And you even, there was a couple times, I don't know if you could hear, like, laughing.
No.
But it was pretty funny. When you said count to three, we all counted to three, and then you said smart.
Yeah, I got
20. That's funny. Any readings come out of this guy at all?
No.
That's why I was like, I was focused on the floor so I can, you know, keep
so
it going.
Yeah, I always close my eyes so I can focus.
Yeah.
Well, my
I know all about the uploads. Alright, I think I have all my gear. Oh, I don't have the millimeter.
That's, I've always wanted to do that.
Yeah, because you watch it on TV and you're like, what that's like.
Yeah.
Well, it's neat, kind of like having the camera in hand, because you can see these things on TV and you don't really know how legitimate it actually is.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see anything around me when you were looking over that way with the camera?
So we had a 14 degree difference between you and whatever was in between you and the next person to your right. So again, okay. I can't see faces,
right.
But as far as, you know, what was going on, there was something definitely going on in between the two of you.
I felt like there was something going on behind me too.
Well, again, I did small pans.
That's where they used to sit people. In with that the corner? Chairs in that corner.
Mm. Yes. And this is where the girl that I told you when she got poked, she got poked when she was sitting here.
Right.
Huh. I was over here.
They used to sit people over there until they built this mess.
And then when she said, someone poked me, I got an EVP over here that said it was me. So I was like,
and it was right into her recorder.
And it was like he was talking into the recorder.
I can't wait till the Faraday, too. Like, this is my...
When it said box,
because that's running this whole time.
Yeah.
So I'll just line it up with the audio to see what was going on.
I mean, it's like going over the
yeah. It'll take me a few weeks.
Yeah, easily.
This one will take me a few weeks.
Yeah.
Just because there's so much going on.
But when you see those correlations.
I know. Well, that's...
We got to find out how it goes.
That's every night for me.
Yeah.
Because that's, you know, I have all this stuff running every night. The nice thing is I have all of the links for proof, so I can just, you know, for my guests, they get all the data back.
Walk over to it and touch it. I promise it won't hurt you. I know when we've been here before that we talked to Joseph and Maria, who were some of the first keepers here. We know Joseph had a tragic accident. And then Maria took over for him, which was pretty amazing because usually women were not keepers at the lighthouse.
This just went up to 198 and then froze the screen, and now it's at 142.
Whoa.
I've never seen anything over 149. Now it's down to 8. Yes.
Do we have Joseph or Maria here with us?
I'm going to turn the REM pod back.
We'd love it if you would turn on the light for us to let us know that it's you. You just come over and touch it?
Speaking with you, if Joseph and Maria are in here right now,
I don't know if you remember it. Would have been.
We were in this room
a long time ago, but Kelly was using these dowsing rods to talk with you, and you were giving us an answer.
There's a cool breeze right by the. Something just touched my.
Oh really?
Over here, yeah. I was just standing like this with my hands in my pocket, and then I felt it right here.
Behind you, and I poked your.
No, I felt that back here. No, this is up on my arm, so around and yeah, there's like a pocket of cold air in here.
It's okay if you want to touch people, as long as you're gentle about it.
It's kind of hard not to since there's so many of us.
Yeah.
That was not me with the REM pod, by the way. Just so you guys know. That blinking that was going on.
That wasn't you causing it to do that?
No.
Oh. Well, thank you for that response.
Now we're down to absolute zeros.
I think the story is that Joseph, what happened is there was an original lighthouse here before this one was here, and it was really close to the water, and it ended up crumbling into the water because the beach eroded away from it, so that's why they moved this one so much further in. That's why it's not as close to the water, because they were afraid of that happening again. But before that went away, Joseph was outside of it painting it. If you can imagine back at that time, rigging yourself up to paint the outside of a lighthouse, and unfortunately his rigging came free and he was killed when he fell. And then Maria took over for quite a while, and she worked as the keeper.
I can't believe how strong you were, Maria.
I don't know how you carried that oil up.
So heavy. It must have been really difficult to lose your husband that way. Do we have anybody else with us?
Was that somebody's stomach?
Yeah.
Just so we know for our audio.
Diane will always say, my stomach growled.
Yeah, because it sounds like a growl, so, into the machine, so I always have to say it, my stomach growled.
There's several lights here to play with.
Yeah, we'd love it if you wanted to interact with them. Do we have any of the kids here with us?
I know there's somebody who comes in here with muddy feet and leaves your footprints every so often. They're almost impossible to clean up. The one time they actually had to sand the floor to get rid of them.
Last time we were here, we had a conversation with, was it Mary? What's her sister's name?
Eliza.
And we were talking about big sister bullying being bossy of little sister, and there were some EVPs that we picked up that were acknowledging that.
That's my water, sorry.
Are any of the kids here with us? I have kids, but they're grown now. So then the top number jumped to what?
198.
Wow.
Yeah. It's on the same type of reading as a K2, so that way I can do the comparison. Mm-hmm. So a K2 will go to 25 milligauss. The highest spike I've seen before that was 149.
Wow.
And that was 198, and then it like gave me these weird lines, and then it did it again. 198, weird lines, and then went started over again. It's just crazy. I've never seen it do anything like that.
We don't mean any disrespect. Can you please come back and interact with the lights down here? You see the green light with the red screen?
You have our full attention right now.
It'll just help us with knowledge and understanding that you're here.
Do you like what they've done here with the keeper's house? All the renovations and painting and displays that they've put up here?
They've changed a lot of stuff, haven't they?
A lot of people come through here every day. It's a lot of energy for you to feed off of. Do you like having all the people come visit and learn about what it was like to be a keeper here?
Yeah, we like down as you know.
It's very different here now because it's all automated. They don't need to have a keeper go up there and put the oil up on the top. And I can't remember who it was, but I know there was another female keeper here during the Civil War that ended up taking the Fresnel lens out of the lighthouse and burying it so that the Confederates couldn't get it. Or I think the Union.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it was the union she didn't want to have get it.
Yeah.
Do you know anything about that? We have some recording devices that we have as well. If you tell us what your name is, how long did you work here? Did you work here?
Joseph, I also heard that your name was Juan. Is that correct? And are we saying Joseph wrong? Is it Yosef?
Oh, that's true. I hadn't thought about that.
It jumped to 6.9 when I asked that. So is Yosef the correct saying? Pronunciation of your name? Do we know the last name?
I'm not sure.
Just Joseph and Maria?
Joseph, we have recording devices. You're more than welcome to let us know what your last name is by speaking into one of them. We won't hear it immediately right now, but we will be able to hear it later, and we can help tell your story.
Over in that corner blinking, because I keep seeing something blink on the screen.
Oh yeah, there's a fire alarm.
I was just making sure, because I have gadgets all
on. The clock isn't on anymore. There used to be a tick-tock clock on the mantle that was always so
loud. Are you seeing it from over there?
Yeah. It's probably reflecting from up here. It probably blinks periodically with the battery.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I was just like, wait a minute, what is
this? Did somebody just drop something over there?
It was my water bottle, I'm sorry.
Okay. So, Joseph, however you pronounce your name, there are tons of people that come through this building all the time. Boxes with lights, asking you questions. We're curious about how hard you worked. Times have changed since you've been gone. And we want to know more about your work ethic. Or your wife's work ethic. How did you feel about this lighthouse? Was it yours? Did you feel like you owned it? You were bringing something to Florida and America.
I can't remember how many children you had.
Oh, that'd be good. Get a definitive number. It's still down to zeros.
Yeah.
And we found with the girls in the other room, but in the actual lighthouse, like, once we only had one person in there, it was the only time we ever had any kind of reading. We know it's a lot with all these people coming through. It's a lot of advanced technology. We all are wearing boxes. Or we can hear your story. So you can just talk and talk and talk. And we're going to listen to you later. We just can't hear you here, right now. We love stories.
We know it takes a lot of energy. And we appreciate you making the effort. What do you think about all the women in here wearing pants?
True.
Yeah, we got nothing.
Mm-hmm. We got 10 more minutes. Did you want to try a different room?
I'm always up for a new spot. What else is active?
That first room.
This way or that way?
That way. Back to right where the stairwell was.
was to go down the basement.
Okay.
There's a circular table over there.
Circular table.
Yeah. You just go right through.
Ah.
Yeah. That is where we have all the A2s. We have three set up around the table.
Is there any artifacts on this table, or is it just technology? What's in the case? I thought I heard a rick, and I already heard it from somebody else. I'm like, there's no way I'm hearing this again. So I kind of like, I let it bypass. And I wasn't real sure. I wasn't like 100%. So I was like, I just let it bypass. I'm like, it's just going to sound like repetitive, you know, same name over and over again. So it's a great possibility.
Yeah, because she just said, look up there and take the W off. And I went, oh, rick.
And it could be with an accent.
Yeah. Rick. That might help.
Yeah, you
if it's on.
You guys were doing great playing with those K2s and everything, making the lights go, and then giving us lots of really quick responses for answers. I love it if you wanted to interact with us just a little bit. I know there's a lot of people here, but we're all good people. We just want to hear your story. Say hello. Come over here and go by this little box right here and make those lights light up. This one's much prettier than ours.
Again, show us what your favorite color is.
Yeah, that would be great.
It goes to orange or blue, purple, red.
My favorite color is purple. That's evidence with the purple in my hand.
Oh, we're getting EMF over here.
That's where Mary was sitting and having her coffee.
Can you make it go all the way to red again? I saw it go once. I saw you.
Thank you very much.
Red once. Can we go orange to red? Sorry, I didn't mean to scare you.
There were a few people here, but it was really neat because we had some K2s here. And there it was like they were running across the room.
Oh, playing games with you. They don't know what you're talking about.
Can you come over and touch it again? Or maybe even touch the flashlight.
Thank you.
Torch, see if you can turn it on.
Oh, that's
excellent. Are you going back and forth between that one and this one?
How fast can you do it? How fast can you run across this room?
We'll stay out of your way. Who's gonna do it first? Eliza or Mary?
We got one over here.
Oh, now the number's going up on this side.
Can you come back over here really quick? See if you can come over here quick and touch this. Who can do it the quickest?
Or maybe it's not Eliza or Mary. Maybe we're having fun with someone else.
Is it the third girl?
Tired? You can run more than that.
Yeah, it could be.
Or if it was that third little girl. They never named her. Unfortunately.
Numbers are going up on this side. Can you make it go up a lot more? Just get a little bit closer to that.
Oh, just touch it.
Yeah, just grab it. You can do it. We believe in you.
until you review everything.
Yeah, that's true. I just saw something flicker down there. Down there. Where we were.
Do you think it could have been another light from the,
No.
The smoke detector? Because it does reflect on the floors, I've noticed.
It was white.
Oh.
It was white.
Somebody going down into the basement to play? Does Pete ever pull pranks on you guys, or just on people? I know Pete likes to poke people.
Pokey Pete. Jerry
so who
bed.
Was talking to us before through the spirit box? Were you trying to say wreck, like the ship wrecked? Or you died in a wreck? Instead of saying Rick?
We've only got a couple more minutes. We're going to have to pack up and go. So this is going to be it for you to let us know you're here and hang out with us. And we're going to take our energy. We have to leave. I really want to hear your story. Time.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Well, it's almost 1 right now, so
okay.
Yeah.
I would say that's pretty close.
I don't know if we've got everybody here, but just for everybody, when you get into your cars to leave, just say aloud, if anybody was hanging out with us, any spirits, you're not welcome to come home with us. You have to stay here. Unless it was another to go with you, you can do that.
Thank you.